Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos, the shiur where we talk a mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are here in season 5 with the commentary of the Sforno and the notes and the translation of Rabbi Pelkovitz, looking at Perek Hey, Mishnah Gimel, chapter 5, paragraph 3. Talking about 10 and talking about one of my favorite characters from all of Tanakh, from all of Torah, that of course. Sarah Nisyonos, Nisnasa Avraham Avinu V'Rahma Bekulam. There were 10 trials. Our forefather Avraham was tested with 10 trials. V'Rahma Bekulam, and he withstood all of them. Lahodia kama chibaso shel Avraham Avinu, to show the degree of our forefather Avraham's love for God. Avraham was tested with very many difficult tests, 10 of them, 10 great tests, of course, the last one culminating with the Akedah, and Avraham withstood all of them. Avraham was a great lover of Hashem, and Avraham was a great involved with Hashem and did great things in the world. He had 10 trials and withstood all of them, and he had great love for Hashem, and Hashem had great love for Avraham. How often in our lives are we tested? On a constant basis, all the time, Hashem sends different tests to us. Hashem sends us different things in our life. The Gemara says if you go 40 days without having any trial, then we should worry. And a trial, a nisayon, could be anything from putting your hand in the pocket, taking the wrong change, anything like that, things like that. Then we should worry if you go 40 days without that, because Hashem wants to bring things in our life. He wants to see how we withstand challenges and how we do things in our life. We should learn from Avraham Avinu, who had 10 major trials, that even if we're given any little thing, we should never want tests. We should never want any tests or any trials, but we should withstand them as much as we can, like Avraham Avinu. So the Sforno points out 10 trials to show the degree of Avraham's love. Avraham demonstrated the degree of his love for his Creator by constantly proclaiming his name and bringing many under his wings, even though he was tested with many trials. This is to teach his children that they should do likewise, as it is written, Habitu el Avraham Avichem, look to your Avraham, your father. That's in Yeshaya. The notes point out in this Mishnah and the next Mishnah, looking at Avraham and his trials, the Sforno skillfully links these two missions together. God was most generous in his reward to Avraham for withstanding the different tests, for being able to stand up to them, the difficult trials he faced. For while Avraham underwent only 10 trials, God performed 20 miracles on behalf of his descendants, 10 in Egypt, Mitzrayim, 10 at the Sea of Reeds, Yamsuf. Unfortunately, the children of Israel repaid him with ingratitude and tested the Almighty, tested Hashem 10 times in the wilderness, which we see in the next mission. The phraseology used by Sforno at the conclusion of his commentary on Mishnah 4 is a paraphrase of the verse of the Pasuk in Proverbs in Mishlei, where King Shlomo teaches us that there are two paths which man can travel. One is the path of eternal life, of elevating the soul and leading it back to its source. The second is the path which leads to the nether world. So we have to do what we can to follow the right path, follow in the footsteps of Avraham Avinu, doing what we can to withstand any trials, any tribulations, anything that's sent over to us from Hashem. Do what we can to stand up to whatever Hashem sends to us, any type of trial, any type of tribulation. Look to Avraham Avinu, who was a chesed paradigm, who was a paradigm of kindness, and would withstand whatever was sent to him, even when Sarah was taken twice, even when he had to send away Yishmael, even when he had to do the Akedah. Avraham stood up to that. In our lives also, we should make sure to stand up to anything Hashem sends our ways. We should only be zoche to have good things, not trials and tribulations, but learn from Avraham that we should withstand whatever Hashem sends our way, Mimikad Hashem Shemaim, and everything that happens and everything that we do, and make sure to be involved in Torah, Chesed, and Mitzvot every day of our life. Join us next time as we talk 10 aspects, 10 miracles that were done for the Jews in Mitzrayim, and 10 on the sea here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.